The deer folks can sit down. Hey, we have a deer outside. There's a surprise. I didn't know we had deer around here.
Oh, yeah. You should
sit down. So we have to stand.
Good evening, everyone. Would you please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good evening once again, and welcome to the March 21st Alloway Village Hall meeting. Thank you, everyone, for being here. See, we're starting to have a lot of regulars showing up. This is fun. Let's keep it up. We'll call our meeting to order. Roll call. Trustee Harris, here. Trustee Genrich,
here.
Trustee Atwood,
here.
President Rafter, here. Trustee Dart, excused. Trustee Green,
here.
Trustee Dennis,
here.
Thank you very much. Do we have a motion to modify or accept the agenda as presented?
Move to accept as presented.
Second. Moved by Trustee Harris, seconded by Trustee Genrich. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Announcements. Are you with everyone here tonight? Are you interested in serving on a committee? The Village of Alloway has several committees and commissions that are made up of volunteers, so residents. Some of those are, and we have openings on a lot of them, the Economic Development Committee, we have one opening on. The Historic Preservation Committee, we have two openings on. The Public Works Committee, we have one opening on. The Board of Appeals, we have three alternate positions open. And what an alternate is if one of the regular committee members cannot be there, that one of the alternates are called to be part of that meeting. The Board of Review, we have two. For Board of Ethics, we have one regular position and two alternate positions. And on the Plan Commission, we have two alternate positions open. If you would like to learn more about any of these committees and or commissions or boards, you can go to the Village website and learn more. We have a description of all of them on there. Or you can send an email to our clerk, Debbie, at debbie@villageofalloway.com. Announcement number two, April 4th, spring election. We have an election, as you may know and hopefully know, this April 4th. Positions that we will be, offices that we will be voting on or electing will be the State Superintendent of Public Instruction, a Justice for the Supreme Court of Wisconsin. We are going to be electing three village trustees to serve on this board. We will be electing our village municipal judge. We will be voting for the Green Bay Area Public School District, of which we are a part. And then there will be two referendum questions on the ballot regarding money that the Green Bay Public School System wants to use to increase their ability to educate. There's a sample ballot on our village website as well. Due to the election on April 4th, we will not have our regular village board member meeting on April 4th. We are going to move it up a week and have it next Tuesday, March 28th. So mark your calendars if you're a regular. We're going to be here next week again. Mr. Clark, would you like to fill us in on the cystic Fibrosis Foundation?
The Cystic Fibrosis Foundation is holding their annual Green Bay Great Strides Walk on May 6th at Green Isle Park. That provides a fantastic opportunity for the community to get involved with a great cause to help those battling cystic fibrosis. Participants can form teams with friends and family through their workplace, clubs, and organizations, all to fundraise towards the shared goal of finding a cure for CF loved ones. So That'd be May 6th at Green Isle Park, and if anybody's interested, just look on their website for sign up information.
On the cystic fibrosis?
Correct.
Which is cff.org. Leadership Green Bay Bicycle Service Station Project. This is neat. Would you like to fill us in on that, Chris?
Sure. I was approached by a member of, by Josh Bernhardt, who's with Advanced Economic Development. He is a member of Leadership Green Bay. And his team approached us about working on a project of, they wanted to purchase and install bicycle service stations along bicycle routes and along trails throughout the Green Bay area. They approached us to see if we were interested here in Alloway. Two locations they're looking at would be one on the Fox River Trail and then one on the East River Trail in Green Isle Park. So, approximate cost of these units is around $1,700, but they're going to fundraise or look for donors, sponsors to pay for those costs. And then, you know, we would install those at the location at Green Isle Park. The one on Fox River Trail, that would be Brown County Parks Department that would take care of installing that one. But we thought this was a win-win. It's a nice piece of equipment that would, for those that bicycle, within the community.
So would they do their own repairs?
With this type of station, what it is, it has tools on it, and they can, put their bike on the equipment, and then the individual could, repair, if their chain came off or if they had a flat tire or something like that, then they could do the repairs there.
Very nice.
And this would be a very limited cost to the village. About our staff would do the install for them. That's all the cost would be to the village.
So is this a done deal, or...?
They are still working on the finalization, but pretty much so. They wanted to make sure that they have all their I's dotted and T's crossed with regards to, working with this company and finding all their sponsors.
Thank you. That's exciting. Any other announcements from board members? Any announcements from staff?
Mr. President, I have one. The Alloway Greater Green Bay Kiwanis will be holding their 44th annual Pancake and Porky breakfast on Palm Sunday at the right place. So I believe the serving is from 8 until 1, and any funds that are garnered that day go to support youth activities in the Greater Green Bay area, primarily Alloway. So if you're not doing anything after church on Palm Sunday, right place is open and calling your name.
Thank you. Any other announcements? Trevor.
We are accepting applications for the farmers market. As you know, we'll begin in June and go through the first week of October. And that's right outside here, right out of Village Hall on Thursday evenings from 3:30 to 6:30.
Excellent, thank you. Any other announcements? Hearing none, we will move on to public appearances. Is there anyone in the audience this evening who would like to speak to the board on anything that is not on this evening's agenda? Come on up, Clarence. Only if you have nice things to say.
Kind of.
Clarence Matusa, 2680 Southwest. I've encountered, I think, 3 board members in the last several weeks, and no one knew I was in the ESRP to finish well. Now, if I have a concern about an item on the agenda, you went week, he'll get that. Okay, well, one I have to address because you're not going to open it up. But prior to that, I noticed there's a crossing guard at Webster and Hoffman. I wonder how long that's been and how that came about, because to my mind, there's virtually no student traffic there. Anybody care to respond?
Mr. Lang will be happy to.
That location was identified after school started.
This year?
Of this year, correct. And there was a few students that were crossing until the weather turned cold, so then the crossing guard has not been there up until probably recent. I think he'll be coming back.
Yeah. Based on need, as you saw that one thing. Mm-hmm. Related to that, at some time prior to your appointment, there was a time, to my knowledge, that semi-annual or annual counts at various intersections were not being made. Is that been reinstated? Did you call each semester to make sure?
Yeah. Where? We meet with the crossing guards every month.
Oh, sorry about that.
We want everyone to be able to hear your words of wisdom.
Thank you. The other one, yeah, it's on the agenda. However, and that has to do with the closed session. I would like to see a little bit better identification of what the item is. What property? Selling and buying?
We are going to be talking about buying and selling of public properties.
But that's too general. You have a developer coming in to buy something?
No.
Are you selling something?
We don't know. We hope so. We have public properties for sale, right?
I know. Two of them, three of them.
Yeah.
You don't want to identify them.
Well, the one we're going to talk, one of the ones that we're going to talk about is the old Village Hall property.
Which one?
The old Village Hall property.
Oh,
the one you want us to get rid of.
Yeah. Maybe there's more to keep it. It's cheaper. Thank you for listening. I'll be back.
You're welcome. Thank you. Is there anyone else? Mr. O'Rourke.
Jim O'Rourke, 2339 Oakwood Avenue. I was the former chairman of the Amway Anhoc Bike Bed Committee, and prior to that I was on the Alloway Walks and Bikes Committee, which was an independent citizens group that met here at the Village Hall for a number of years. We had a lot of independents, came up with a lot of great ideas, and one of our main concerns was getting across Highway 57 in a safe manner. I attended, the village has now done 5 studies that indicate, that included how to cross the road, and I'm not a big chicken, but I would like to be able to cross that road in a safe manner. I would like to see pedestrian refuge islands in locations that make sense. I don't think that we need a lot of stoplights on there. There's going to be accidents. People crossing the road need safe places to get halfway across the road so they can continue along. Here's the one of the pamphlets from the State Department of Transportation. There were a lot of meetings on that, there is still no proposal for getting across Riverside Drive, State Highway 57 at West St. Joseph Street. There's no plan to do it, to make a crossing there in the next 10 years. It's not on any of the bike ped plans. It was not included in the new apartment development that went in there that was required by law to be included. There were supposed to be pedestrian accommodations at the Old Chapel Hill apartment complex. That's going into a commercial district that was put under a planned development district. And in order to use that state code, you're required by law to make pedestrian accommodations. And the village just completely ignored that requirement. And I would like to see something done there. There's a lot of people who would like to get to the Fox River Trail, especially in those condominiums and apartments and the hotel that's right there. But it's a very, very dangerous place, and somebody's going to get hurt. So I would like to see that done. It's a life safety issue. Also, by improving the crossings at high traffic areas instead of where you're planning on putting them, but by putting the crossings at high traffic areas, such as Taft Street, Alloway Avenue, and West St. Joseph, it's likely that we'll be able to sell more trail passes and then relieve the tax burden on both the county and on the village for snow clearing. So if we sold another 400 trail passes a year by having better crossings and making it more accessible, then there would be no need for the village to contribute their tax money towards clearing the Fox River Trail. Thank you.
Thank you. Jim, you bring this up regularly at village board meetings, and so I want to address that. First of all, this board agrees with you that we want safe crossings on Riverside Drive. The crossings that we have a crossing going in this year that is what's called a cross or a hawk crossing, a pedestrian-actuated stoplight, basically, stop-and-go light. And that is going to be down on the south end of town. The state has allowed or agreed to install that for us without requiring any pedestrian counts or anything. They think it's a good idea. They want to give it a shot, and they're going to support that, and they're asking for the money to do that in next year in the budget that's going to be approved in July. We are working on getting permission to put in a north crossing with the state DOT. And that will be up in the area of Lindemann's Cleaning, down by, what's the street that goes down? By Marine Drive or Marine Street. That is not going to be a hawk crossing. They won't allow a hawk crossing out there. However, they are working on a rapid flashing beacon, user-actuated, so that we'll be able to cross safely. We can agree with you all day long on needing one at St. Joseph, and I don't disagree with you on that, but we don't control that. That's a state highway. So if you really want one there and you want to address that, I invite you to call the DOT, because we have talked about that. They're not going to do that until, at this point in time, they're not going to do that until the reconstruction of Highway 57. So we are doing everything we can. In fact, the village was going to pay the $100,000 to get the hawk crossing out of the stadium tax money. We're doing everything we can to work with the DOT, and the DOT is doing everything they can within their purview to get things done. To the best of my ability, it is not a law that we put in a crossing if we put up a housing development. So, but if that is the case, and if they're breaking the law, they're breaking the law, talk to the DOT, because we don't control that. I'm not inviting you. Jim, I'm addressing it. I'm addressing what you said. You make it sound like the village board is beating down our residents and not providing safe crossings. We're doing the exact opposite. We're doing everything we can to facilitate that. And I ask you to help us lift people up instead of tear people down. As we will talk about later, our pedestrian or bike and ped committee has worked long and tirelessly on putting together great ideas. Whether everyone agrees with these great ideas or not, that's one thing. But come up with great ideas on how to make our community safer and more fun for bikes and pedestrians. We don't ignore any requirements. We do everything we're supposed to. And so if you want to continue that discussion...
It's simply supposed to be included in the plan development district as part of the plan.
We are
not. If you're going to get around the zoning code, they allow you to do it. It's not an unfunded mandate.
Okay, have a seat. I'll talk about that. Have a seat.
It's just required to be in the plan.
We did not force a developer at St. Joseph and Riverside Drive to put in sidewalks because the village is planning to have what is called an arboretum trail, or a trail, connecting our two rivers. We're not going to tell a developer to put in a sidewalk that is then going to be ripped out. So, we didn't force the developer to do that. Nor did we. I had no intention of doing that. We do want to have a trail to be able to tie our villages together, as we'll see And if you read the bike and ped plan, that's the plan. But we're not going to waste money or have a developer wasting money to do that. Okay. Is there anyone else? Yes.
Judy Poe, 2375 Riverside Drive. The Historic Alloway Society is going to be having a used book sale on the 1st and 2nd of April at the Community Center on Webster. And I just wanted to invite anybody who's in the audience this evening, and any of you, this is a fundraiser for the Historical Society, and I wanted to get a clarification on time. I know that Saturday there is yoga class until 11 a.m. I'm assuming that we can come in and start getting the books out and the table set up right after that. So I would think we would probably start at noon, most likely go until 5. There will be a big board out in front that will announce the times. But I would also like to know, it's my assumption that there is nothing scheduled in that location on Sunday mornings. Is that correct? So
I would need to check the schedule to make sure that it's not rented out, but I don't believe it is.
Okay, well, if it is available to us, we would certainly appreciate being able to start by 8 on Sunday morning so that we could have a full day for the sale. We have a ton of books that people have been good enough to donate to us. Good. We're selling them very, very cheaply. And so those of you who love to read, please come and see us.
Books of all types?
Books of all types.
So adult, child?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We've got history books. We've got just about every category that you can think of. So come on in and investigate what's there and leave a little cash with us, please.
Brad has a question for you, I think.
Judy?
Oh, yeah.
If you have a flyer of any sort, we'd be happy to put it on Facebook and get the word out.
Thank you.
As we can, so.
Thank you. I will talk to Holly about that probably on Thursday. Okay? Thanks.
Thank you, Judy.
You're
welcome. Is there anyone else in the audience this evening who would like to speak on something that is not on this evening's agenda? Hearing none, we will move on to item number 5. Public hearing to consider adoption of Resolution 2017-04, vacating a portion of Dauphin Drive north of Floral Drive. We will open the public hearing. The Village of Alloway Board is holding a public hearing tonight to discuss the resolution vacating a portion of Dauphin Drive north of Floral Drive located in Alloway. A copy of the scale map and legal description showing the proposed vacation of a portion of Dauphin Drive north of Floral Drive has been available for inspection during regular business hours at the Village Hall. Is there anyone who would like to speak on this matter this evening? Clarence, come on up.
Clarence Matus, 20th K, Southwestern Avenue. Primary comment is, it's about time. About 40 years ago, we should have been done. But my question is, are there any other little pieces like this still waiting around? Because we had 3 or 4 of them that should get rid of. I'm presuming that this one, the west half will go to the adjacent owner and the eastern half will go to the village as part of Parkway. Is that what's going to happen when you vacate?
For this one, the parcel that is being vacated is going to go to the resident.
The entire? Okay. I think that already appeared before. So I'm just wondering. But Fred, are there any other pieces like this left that you know?
Yes, there's actually quite a few. And one by one, we're tackling those. It'll take a period of time to work through it, but yes, there are small parcels that we need to get off of our ownership and out of the tax.
Okay. I encourage you to approve it. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm over at 2339 Oakwood Avenue. I was a former co-chairman of the Bike Ped Committee. That is the area being vacated is currently cul-de-sac.
It was originally designed to be more of a horseshoe-type street, but the area wasn't suitable to build a street. It is suitable to have a multi-use trail in there, at least in part of it. If you vacate that street, the entire street, there's probably five or six parcels in there. If you vacate the street, then you'll be obligated to put in a boardwalk, which will probably be more expensive than a multi-use trail, if you decide that you do want to connect the East River Trail with the Fox River Trail. So a boardwalk would still be cheaper than building a bridge across the East River, which is the current plan for the Arboretum Trail, but that'll never get built because it's way too expensive. So you have three choices, either a multi-use trail along that right-of-way, a boardwalk in the wetlands, or a bridge, which would be very, very expensive. So any one of them is okay by me, but it is more expensive to do the other two. Thanks.
Thank you. Is there anyone else who would like to speak on this matter? For the second time? Going, gone. Thank you very much for your comments. We will close the public hearing and move on to item number 6, action regarding the adoption of Resolution 2017. Do I have a motion on this item? Trustee Green.
Move to approve.
Seconded by Trustee Genrich. Any discussion? The only thing I'll say is that the resident has been keeping this property up for a long time. We thank him for doing that, and we thank him for doing that in the future. Any other discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Action item number 7, Resolution 2017-06. Disallowing insurance claim for costs incurred for the removal of a roof wall from sewer lateral and or repair work at the property of John Bowers from March 7th, 17. We voted on this at our last meeting, but we need to have a resolution. So we need a motion if anyone's interested in making the motion to approve the resolution. Trustee Genrich.
I'll move to make the motion to disallow the insurance claim for costs as indicated.
Thank you. Do I have a second? Trustee Green.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Action item number 8. Application for Class B beer and liquor license for Ziggy's Inn, LLC. This is not a new liquor license. It is basically transferring from an individual to an LLC. So same ownership primarily, just different legal ownership. Correct? Correct. Correct?
It's in the family.
It's in the family.
Not the same
okay.
person.
But same ownership of...
And Mary is here if you have any questions for her. She is the new agent.
Oh, we have a guest. Who loves to speak in public, I bet.
she doesn't have to.
No, you don't have to. Is there something you'd like to say? No? Okay. Okay, well then I'll entertain a motion.
Move to approve as presented.
Second.
Second by, Trustee Atwood. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Party at Ziggy's. Thank you. Action number 9, approval of comprehensive bicycle and pedestrian plan. I'll open this by saying that for the last 2 years, approximately the last 2 years, a group of very dedicated village residents and volunteers have spent time trying to come up with a plan to help Alloway become more bicycle and pedestrian friendly. During our public meetings a couple of years ago on what people envisioned for Alloway. They said we want it to be more bike and pedestrian friendly. We want people to get around without having to use their cars. And it seems to be, for good reason, the popular thing nowadays. So we brought together a group of volunteers who have worked very hard to put on put together a comprehensive plan for the future. And we reviewed it at our last village board meeting, and we're being asked to approve it tonight. So without any further ado, I will introduce Mr. Trevor Fuller, who will fill us in on the rest of it. If there's anything you want to say.
No, like you said, this is a result of an ongoing discussion that started 2 years ago. We had quite a bit of public input, starting with a community survey, which was really gauging what the residents of the community want. And we had nearly 400 respondents to that survey, representative of the age demographics of the community, and the geographic locations of the residents in the community. And close to 90% of those respondents wanted bicycle and pedestrian facilities, or an increase of bicycle and pedestrian facilities within the village. So the plan isn't to add sidewalks on every street, but it is aimed to identify where the sidewalks or bicycle facilities make sense and what types of facilities should go there.
Thank you very much, sir. I am guessing, is there anyone in the audience tonight who would like to speak on this matter? Could I have a seat, please? I'll entertain a motion to suspend the rules. Trustee Green.
Second.
Second by Trustee Harris. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Okay, who would like to speak tonight? Clarence, that's what you get for sitting up front.
I know. That's what I get for giving down here all the time. I'm trying very hard to stay away.
Southwestern. I guess what I want to address is I've been on that committee, and although I wasn't exactly a skeptic, this is one of the rare instances in my lifetime where I was a Missouri mule showing improvement, and I become convinced what Trevor says that the nature of the community has changed, and people want sidewalks. During my tenure, you know, that was a dirty word. Nobody wanted them. So that's all I want to say. I'm in favor of what we've written. I'm not necessarily everything. Naturally, given my conservative nature, there's a long-term cost, but that's what the people want. That's what they pay their taxes for.
Great.
Because anything else, I'll come back.
Thank you.
So I want to address the next issue too. Next issue.
Okay, thanks. Yes, Judy.
I have to confess that I didn't hear every word that was said, but I did hear you say something about sidewalks, etc. And I'm just curious, is there any way that we could, as long as we're going to end up with sidewalks, that we could have those sidewalks done before they ever decide that they can afford to redo the highway, Riverside Drive? We're not talking curb and gutter there, because the sidewalks are going to be in a couple of feet beyond, and so that would not affect the fact that they'd be putting in a new highway whenever they can come up with the money.
It's an interesting question.
I would not be adverse to that.
Okay. We can ask the question, and I don't know the answer to that.
Okay.
I could guess, but I won't.
I didn't hear what I have.
Oh, go ahead and guess.
I'm guessing they'll say they don't have the money until they have the money. But it doesn't hurt to ask. I think it's a good question to ask.
Well, is the DOT paying for those sidewalks? They are.
Yep.
Would they reimburse Alloway?
Good question. One that will be asked.
My guess would be no.
But if you don't ask the question, you don't know the answer, right?
True.
I forgot an item.
Thank you. Well, I'll tell you what. We'll let you come back, but we have to invite other people.
Okay.
Jim, you raised your hand. Do you want to come up?
Jim O'Rourke, 2339 Oakwood Avenue. I was the former co-chairman of the Bike Ped Committee in charge of pedestrian issues. I like the report. You know, I worked on part of it. I think it addresses some very important issues. Safety is very, very important, and it needs to be recognized that the sidewalk and the pedestrian issues that I worked on, people want to get out and exercise, and if we have multi-use trails and sidewalks and ways to get down to our rivers, people are going to go out when it's a nice day instead of staying inside. So it's a way to encourage our youth to get out, a way for our youth to meet our older people. I know that Rob Atwood's out there a lot. Ooh. Sorry.
Which one are you?
Yeah, Maya, are you referring to me as the older or the younger?
So I see so Rob on the trails, and so, you know, it's a good way for to establish a community on the multi-use trails, whether it's on the bikes or whether it's on the sidewalks. And then it's also the multi-use trails, particularly along the Fox River Trail and close to our commercial areas on the East River Trail. That's a very good economic development device. It doesn't cost us a lot, and it brings people to our businesses and gets them out of the house instead of getting in the car. They're likely to walk to our houses and use our small restaurants and that type of thing. So I support that. I think it's important to note that the report indicates that it's 50% cheaper to build a sidewalk when you're redoing a road rather than to start a sidewalk from scratch. So that's something that the village people should know when we're putting in sidewalks piecemeal, that it's just, you know, it costs half as much to do when we have the equipment out there. And then also, I'd like to see a timeline. The people should know when sidewalks are going to be going in. This is a 10-year plan. People on St. Mary should know whether it's on once in the north side of the street or the south side of the street. There's lots of sidewalks going to be going in the next 10 years, and people should know if it's going to be impacting their house. So whether it's a safe route to school or whether it's getting down to the trails, people kind of want to know what's going on, and we should have a detailed list of the streets that are involved, the timeline, and the village should have a general idea of costs on those. Thanks.
Thank you. Jim, you bring this up frequently as well, that that we have to let residents know about sidewalks going in as if the village doesn't. And the village has a protocol for that right now. We haven't always been great about it, but over the last several years that I've been on the board, I know we have, and we reach out to the people who live. First of all, the plan is a plan. It's a long-range plan. It's not necessarily going to happen. Everything on that plan isn't necessarily going to happen. Would people like to see it? Yeah. But before any sidewalk or any project goes in, it's a project in and of itself. And we go through the budgeting cycle. We go through the design cycle. We go through notification to the local residents who would be impacted by that. And then within a certain area around it, we host multiple public meetings. A good example is along Longview right now. We've had 3 meetings with the public on that. 1, to fill people in on what the plan is. And then 2, to get their input. And then to come back with new input. And I think right now we've got a process in place where we really do engage. In fact, this board has been quite adamant about engaging the public as soon as we know that it's reasonable to say we're going to do this. Plans change, as Craig will tell you. Public works because of funding issues and all kinds of different issues. Our schedules change. So, you know, if we were to show, as Craig has at public meetings, this is a proposed plan for reconstruction of roads, indoor sidewalks. It's that. It's a plan, and things can mess it up. But be assured, if you are here with a potential of a sidewalk going in front of you, you will be made aware of that well in advance and asked for your participation in the whole plan. Is there anyone else who would like to speak about the bike and ped plan? Lady in the back. I'm sorry, I don't know your name. You're not a regular. You can become one, though.
My name is Marilyn Gardner Scott, and I live at 120 Roseland Boulevard. And I'd like to speak a little bit to the pedestrian sidewalk specifically, and specifically to the Roseland Boulevard area. I've got to admit, I don't live with my head in the sand. So when I did see that on one of the plans after a board meeting, that Roseland Boulevard, it was at the last one when we were talking about the lights going across Riverside Drive for safe access to the west side of the place, I happened to notice there, even though I have attended several meetings going way back, 2015, I noticed that Roseland Boulevard had been indicated on that map that we were going to have sidewalks on that street. Since then, I've printed up the 103-page document that I think we're talking about this evening that you're going to vote on, which is inclusive of not only bicycle but also the sidewalks. I see in there on one of the plans that Roseland Boulevard has been identified as sidewalks possibility.
Okay.
In a very short amount of time, I have had an opportunity to speak with some neighbors. Many of them are out of the state for the winter. But those I've had an opportunity to speak with, A, would very much like to know what the protocol is, if something of this were to be. B, if this is a suggestion of a road that would be, I'm speaking just to Roseland, is a suggestion of a road that sidewalks would be on, would that change? Again, because it's printed draft on nearly every page. Mm-hmm. And what is going to change that? See, how was Roseland chosen to be a street mainly with boulevards that slow traffic down? And when the boulevards widen, if you happen to have a house on that narrow side of the street, you have a narrow front yard. I happen to live closer towards the top of Roseland, so I've got a nice wide yard. But there are houses, mine included, that have received the LA Beautification Award for our yards. Mm-hmm. Now there's another one, Jim Temp, down the street, who, of course, Jim is gone now. But Carol is not too excited about thinking, how did I miss this? Did I receive something in the mail? Was it printed in the newspaper? I don't go online because I don't follow and especially get into the village webpage. Therefore, if I don't do all these things and Marilyn happens to see this in the newspaper, what has happened? Have I lived with my head in the sand? So if you have a protocol that can address some of those issues, how is Roseland chosen especially? And I think I have another neighbor here this evening that has another question regarding it. But one would hope that enough concentration to the safe moving of pedestrian traffic on a street might be better chosen other than our boulevard.
Okay. Thank you very much, Marilyn.
You're welcome.
I don't know how it was chosen. I'm sure great discernment and looking at where people are coming from and where they're trying to get to. But in terms of the protocol, and Craig, correct me if I'm wrong, but as soon, is it prior to budgeting that we would have a public information meeting on the plan, right? So that's even prior to budgeting. Before we approve any money, we will engage the public on the idea of next year we're planning to put in sidewalks, say, on Roseland. And so before the board even approves money for it to be spent, we are going to engage the public. So you'll know a year before it goes in, or that it's planned to go in, if it's going to go in. With that having been said, it is not our practice to go and put sidewalks in unless we are really doing work on the streets. To Mr. O'Rourke's point, it's cheaper to do that when you've got the road torn up and doing that. And there's no time soon that Roseland is expected to be torn up. I think the earliest date might be 2019 at this point in time, to even have it resurfaced. Either one of you, come on up. No, I'm sorry, we have to be able to record it. You don't have to run. We're not going anywhere.
Marilyn Gardner, Roseland Boulevard. So it kind of sounds as even though the 103-page draft does say draft on it, it almost sounds, by your answer, and I appreciate the answer, but it almost sounds as if that this has not quite been set in concrete because it hasn't been voted on yet, or what is the opportunity for citizen input, especially those of us in Roseland, that don't need or want, to our way of thinking, sidewalks on that particular boulevard that really don't go anywhere, especially since the light is going to be down a block and a half away from us.
Yep.
So am I to understand that it is in the works that Roseland will be, and when? I've had 10 years to 20 years in another neighborhood, the neighborhood 6. Is it set in concrete?
It is
Can
not.
You say at least that?
It is not set in concrete.
Wonderful.
Did I make you happy?
Almost.
Marilyn, the add-on to that answer is that you will have input. One of the most difficult things. I live on Briar, so I'm just the street over.
This is my
I wish we could have a sidewalk on Briar Lane.
Would you want a good one?
Actually, they've already done my street.
Ruined the tree.
Yeah, move all those trees. Okay, thanks, sir.
Thank you. Keith, did you want to say
something? She actually asked a question.
Okay, great. Is there anyone else who would like to speak on this topic this evening? Clarence, come on up. And I'll get you, Becky.
Actually, I don't have to come up any longer because either you or Jim already covered what I was going to say.
Okay.
But I couldn't resist to throw the needle in a little bit. At least this ward is ruined quite well from that misadventure on Brook Ridge. That you have to do a better job, and people know. I couldn't resist. I just throw that, put that in the middle. Thank you.
You're welcome. Becky. The chair of our bike and ped committee.
Becky Nyberg, 214 Simonette. And I wanted to address what she was talking about is how the street was picked. As a committee, we looked through and we looked at, you know, where patterns of traffic were flowing in the community, where we were going to put crossings, which streets connected across, and that was how different places were chosen. And when the street comes up for reconstruction, then at that point it'll be looked at again. And the residents would be notified. And at that point, if there's money in the budget, if it still makes sense for connections. And once that light goes in on Riverside Drive, I think they're going to find a lot more people start walking down their street. and so that's the reason is that we looked at the long-running streets where the connections were between areas. And in one area, we put it on two streets because either one would work, and it was just kind of like whichever one first comes up for reconstruction is basically where the sidewalk is going to end up. So that's the reason for that.
Thank you.
But the other thing I wanted to say is that I just wanted to say thank you to the board for allowing us to work on this plan. I moved to the village in 2002 from a house in downtown Green Bay, and I promptly gained 10 pounds because I could not go out for a walk like I did when I lived downtown. I could go up for a walk 365 days a year because there were sidewalks and because it was easy to do. And I work in public health, and when we were in 2004, we were looking at higher level things. I could talk till I was blue in the face. People say you need to exercise, but if you can't leave your house and take a walk, it doesn't do any good. And so the thing that public health needs to do is if we want our communities to be more walkable, who's going to do that? And it's people like you on the boards. And so in 2004, we held I got some funding from the Department of Transportation and the Health Department, and we held a meeting at the Mariner about a walking workshop. And was the first thing. And since that time, we had an ad hoc group that was kind of met just And honestly, I really did not think we were going to come this far in 12 years, because in 2004, we got a couple policies changed. We've got things happening. And so I'm just really happy that we were given the opportunity to work on the plan, because I think it's a really huge thing, and I'm really happy it happened. And it started out doing it for my work, but honestly, I'm not doing it for my work anymore. I'm doing it because I live here, and because I think it's going to make the community better. I think it's going to make my house, in 20 years when I go to sell my house, I think it's going to be worth more if it's a better and walkable community. I also wanted to really thank the other people on the committee that are the ones that are here. And I wanted to thank Trevor and some of the village staff for finding younger people to be on the committee, because that was one of the things that we really needed. And I want to especially thank the younger ones who have families and are working and still managing from the village hall, still managing to write down the plan, because the people like me who don't have kids at home anymore might have the time to do it, but we're really doing it for them, and so they need to be at the table. And so I'm really glad that we had younger residents who really could talk to that and talk about the people who are going to be buying the homes here in Alloway.
Are you talking about Clarence when you say the younger people?
Well, Clarence,
I'm going to say she omitted me.
Well,
I haven't been on a bicycle since 1976.
saying we also had Clarence for his historical deals. They said to me a couple times that institutional knowledge, which is telling us, what used to happen and what was tried before, and I think that having him there was a huge testament to the fact that he said it changed his mind. I mean that made a big difference. So I just wanted to say thank you for the opportunity, and I really think it's a good document, and that it's a living document that only is going to make a difference if it's actually pulled off the shelf and looked at as projects come up. And so we want to just continue to do that. So
thank you very much, and thank you very much to the entire committee. Keith, Mr. Kaufman. A new regular to our Village Hall meetings, I bet.
Keith Kaufman, 160 Roselawn Boulevard. Just two clarifications. So when I looked at the plan, I saw it for the first time today. One of the things that jumped out at me that's unique in Alloway compared to other places that I've lived is that generally when a sidewalk goes through your property, you get a special assessment attached to your property. I just wanted a clarification that is not the case.
Correct.
Okay. And then secondly, I brought this up before the meeting, for bike paths especially on that hill coming down from Webster to Riverside, you can get some pretty good speed going, which could create a hazard. I'm not saying you shouldn't do it, but there may be a better alternative, and it sounds like you explored it once upon a time, and that is, as part of the plan, I didn't see anything in there, but does it make sense to talk to the Abbey again about getting a 30-foot swath and have it dedicated strictly to a bike trail? So just something you may want to reconsider again in that plan.
Great. Thank you very much. Is there anyone else who would like to speak on this topic tonight? Hearing none, we'll take a motion to pick up the rules. Trustee Harris, seconded by Trustee Genrich. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed. Motion passes. I will accept the motion on this item. Trustee Genrich.
I would enthusiastically move to approve the comprehensive bicycle and pedestrian plan that is the result of a lot of work by a lot of good people.
Well said.
And I would second that.
Seconded by Trustee Atwood. Any discussion? Trustee Harris.
I had a chance to read through the plan as part of the proofreading process, and got, and even as I read through it, got a better and better understanding of the amount of work that the group put in on this. So I personally wanted to take the time to thank them. I know each of the board members do the same. But I also just take it from the perspective of, it's a plan, it's a guide, it's a living document. We've said all those words, but one of the other aspects I'm looking at this from is, as we go forward, whether it's 12 months from now, 12 years from now, as it gets adopted, modified, it's giving us a starting point instead of a blank slate. We're able to plan out things for the next 12 months, for the next 3 years. Maybe it makes sense for a sidewalk here. Maybe it doesn't. But at least we've got something as a reference point. What are we going to do? If we knock this domino down, what happens here and here? That's what this plan gives us, and I appreciate all the work that was done with that. And I just want to reinforce that as a plan, it's not mandatory that all the things listed here are going to happen. Some may happen, some may not, some may get changed.
Thank you. Any other discussion on this item? Trustee Green.
I just have one clarification for Trevor. Trevor, back on page 9, and the only reason this came to my attention was the whole Arboretum Trail bit. Arboretum Trail down St. Joseph is meant to be a multi-use trail the whole way from river to river, correct?
That's great. That's how it was identified in the corridor study.
Okay. You may just want to take a look at the... And keep in mind, I've got to have a magnifying glass to read this, which is kind of crazy. So online, I didn't catch this, but... It looks to me like Beaupré Street has the multi-use trail, and St. Joe's doesn't.
No, we were trying to slip that by.
Well, and it just, it's because the bikes from one side to the other, either that or I'm not understanding. Okay, on your copy, that looks like future consideration for sidewalks, which is awesome. But then is that multi-use trail reflected all the way down St. Joe's by the dark?
Yes, and it's difficult to read because there's existing sidewalk on the portion of that northern portion of St. Joseph. So between here and here, there's existing sidewalk there, and that would be looked at as far as making a wider path.
Okay, that makes more sense with the colors. And then if you go down towards 172, okay, and then that's the color for proposed multi-use trail connecting down 172 that follows the highway.
Correct.
Okay, it's much easier to see up there than it is on here. And then connecting Marine Street.
Up here?
Yeah, okay, the one on Derby. And then jog over to McCormick River Fall. Okay. We may want to post that whole thing on the website just for ease of looking at.
Sure.
As a side note. So
thank you. Any other discussion? As Trustee Green was speaking, a thought came to mind. Marilyn, when you were asking how do people stay informed, and I know everyone doesn't have a computer and they don't read emails, it's a great opportunity for something we've been talking about for a while here, and that's I think Roselawn is a perfect opportunity for a neighborhood association. And that is one way to share the word, just like you are doing today, helping people know that we're going to be talking about it. So I would encourage you to talk to our DEO, Jason, who is more than happy to help our neighborhoods put together neighborhood associations. Part of that is if you, we have a email distribution list here at the village that Debbie sends out. So she sends out emails on a regular basis that are on topics that are of interest to the entire village. All you have to do is go to our village website, and there, I know there's a link right on the homepage to get the email list, and then to have folks share it with their neighbors. That's one way. And then on the first and third Tuesday of every month, we talk about these things right here. 6:30 p.m. on Tuesdays. So come join us and become a regular.
Could I have Jason's last name?
Vogel, V-O-G-E-L, that handsome man with a suit on over there. Okay, that guy with the suit on. Jason is our directed enforcement officer here now. So I just thought I'd bring that up. Thank you. Okay, we have a motion. We have a second. No further discussion. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. And once again, thank you very much to our Bike and Ped Committee for all your hard work. Action item number 10, the future of the Bike and Ped Ad Hoc Committee. 2 years ago, when we put together this committee, it was designed to be a temporary committee, one that would come, do a lot of work, and present their work at the end. And so now we are at the point where the work is complete, and so now I will accept a motion on the future of the Ad Hoc Bike and Ped Committee. If there is not a... can I have a motion to suspend the rules? Trustee Green, seconded by Trustee Harris. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Come on up, Clarence.
Getting my exercise today.
You are.
We're going to put a put on.
Clarence, which is a crazy sidewalk in there. I would urge the board to dissolve the committee. Did you recall, before the ad hoc committee was created, there was a request to make this a separate permanent committee to work of the village, which I opposed, and I suggested to make an ad hoc committee, and it's all of my part of my philosophy of government. You have as few committees as possible, and when you have a special purpose, you create one. The village used to have a finance committee. When you got a full-time accountant, you didn't really need the committee anymore. You turned over the traffic safety over to public works, which is appropriate. And I think in this case, if there's more action required, either can be shared with or part of public works or recreation or both, whatever is needed. And if you have to get some additional expertise from somebody who works, not myself, you can always call them in for some consultation. But I think, I hope I can persuade you that ad hoc committees are the way to go. And I have to belabor this point. Some of you may know this, some of you may not. About 1978, when the President Carter, and he was instrumental in creating a commission, committee, whatever, that has spent millions of dollars since that time, still exists. And you know what that committee was supposed to do?
What was that?
Reduce the reliance on foreign oil. Has that happened? It's a good example. You don't want permanent committee. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Claire. Is there anyone else who would like to speak? Becky?
Yeah. I don't think that you can do anything with this right now because it wasn't on the agenda, but when we had our last meeting, we figured that the committee would get to be dissolved, and I talked to the other committee members about the open spaces on other committees that we should apply to be, and I noticed that there are standing committees, and the Public Works Committee only has 5 members, and then all the other committees have 7 members, and Public Works has probably the biggest budget that they work with, and so I think that at some point it should be considered to increase the number of people on the Public Works Committee, just because if they're taking on this, and they've taken on the stuff from the Traffic Safety Committee, that there should be more members in that committee. So I know you can't do anything with that right now, but that's just something that I think should be looked at.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else? Okay, we'll take a motion and pick up the rules. I'll make that motion. Do I have a second? Trustee Atwood, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. So, do I have a motion on this item?
I would make a motion to disband, given the fact that the committee has done their job and has presented their plan, and it's been approved by the board. Move on. Tip my hat to you guys. Nice job.
Thank you. Seconded by Trustee Harris. Any discussion? Trustee Harris?
The only thing I thought of that Becky brought up is just if any of the committee members are interested in being part of the other existing permanent committees that we have the openings. You've been involved to this point. Keep coming.
And I had heard you had made that recommendation as well, and I think it's a great idea. We do need to keep it in front of our minds. Anyone else? We have a motion to disband the committee and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes, and our sincere gratitude to all the committee members for your hard work and our staff for your hard work. Action item number 11, authorization to replace fleet number 86, 2013 Ferris mower. Mr. Clark.
Yes, just seeking authorization to replace a mower. This was in our equipment replacement plan, and we did receive four quotes, with the lowest being from Joe's Power Center for a Skag mower at $14,072. We had anticipated replacement at $17,000, so this is well under what our estimated replacement cost would be. Okay.
Thank you. Do I have a motion on this item? Trustee Harris.
Move to approve the purchase of the Tiger II from Joe's Power Center in Kimberly.
Thank you. Do I have a second? Trustee Atwood. Any discussion?
Just one.
Trustee Harris.
To go back to the idea of the Bike and Pedestrian Committee, the plan that was put together, the capital improvement plan that staff put together is so beneficial, and this is an example of it, where we're able to plan out, budget, see what we may have. You've got a target. We're able to come in under that in this instance, which allows us to save money. We have those things that allows us to have more of a blueprint. Again, it's not a, we don't have to do it a certain way, but it gives us a guide. So thank you again for putting this five-year plan together.
Thank you for bringing that up for the folks in the audience. Both Public Works and our Parks Department put together five-year capital plans, so they know what they're, or they plan to spend the money on what projects. And then they put money into an account every year to facilitate the transfer or the replacement of those pieces of equipment that we know are going to go down. So they plan very well and allocate the resources accordingly. So thank you. Trustee Genrick.
Perceived trade value is $3,500. Any idea what you might get at auction?
Past history has shown us that we have received well above trade value at the auction that we auction our equipment at.
Okay. Good. Any other discussion? Okay, we have a motion to approve and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. And if you want to see a picture, we have one.
If you want to buy a used mower,
we have one.
If you want to buy a used mower, contact Mr. Clark. Oh, go to the auction site. It's a beautiful mower.
That's the new one.
Wow, okay. The other one doesn't look quite so good, does it? Agenda item number 12, action regarding resolution 2017-07, Kaboom Playful City USA recognition application. We were recognized as a Kaboom Playful City last year, I recall, and I'm guessing we're applying for the same this year. Do you want to fill us in on what this Kaboom mean?
This is just an annual application to be a Kaboom Playful City USA community that just looks at communities throughout the United States and rewards those that look at providing recreational opportunities and play opportunities to the residents of their community. So.
Great, thank you. And part of the resolution that we will be voting on tonight, or the application, we say, whereas a municipality must recognize the importance of play to become nationally recognized as a playful city. One, play promotes healthy lifestyles. Two, play promotes the sense of community. And three, spaces for play should be offered to everyone. And Alloway has long put a lot of effort into our park system. So it's nice to be recognized for that by Kaboom. Do I have a motion on this item? Trustee Green.
Move to approve.
Seconded by Trustee Genrick. Any discussion?
Kaboom away.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Item number 13, Reconstruction Project Bid Award from Public Works Committee. Mr. Barron, I haven't let you speak yet this evening.
Well, thank you. This is the project that we have scheduled for this year, reconstruction of six streets. We did receive bids about a week and a half ago. The low bid was David Tenner Construction at about $2.31 million. Our estimate of construction cost prior to bid was in the 2.5 to 2.6 range, so this is below the estimated construction cost. And our estimate was based on recent bids and last year's prices in terms of bids. So this is a very competitive bid. David Tenner has done, I believe it's three previous major projects for us in the last 6 or 7 years. He's a good contractor. He does a lot of work with us. That's aggressively priced from his standpoint because he likes working with Alloy. He wanted to make sure that he had this project. He also does work with Green Bay and other communities. This cost includes the portion of the Arboretum Trail on East St. Joseph. It includes the sidewalk on Longview. Those are two items that we've added to this project since our early development of the capital improvement plan, so we added those in. And it also includes the entrance to the reconstruction of the entrance and the intersection at Greenhill Park. So there's about $147,000 that we added to the project. We got very good prices on that work. So our recommendation is to go ahead and award this contract to David Tenner Construction. And that will get us started on this project. Construction will be beginning sometime, probably mid to late April. And we will finish before the snow flies and we start snowfalling next fall.
I thought we were going to put a sidewalk on Rosemont with this money.
We should have included it. We should have included it as an alternate.
Just kidding.
Yeah.
Just wanted to see if you were awake.
Yeah.
To let you know of the streets that are going to be replaced, reconstructed this year: St. Joseph Street, sections of St. Joseph Street, Jourdain Lane, Ducharme Lane, Bryan Street, Dietrich Drive, Longview Avenue, and the Green Isle Park entrance, as Craig said. We have a lot of roads to fix here in Alloway, and we're getting to it as aggressively as possible. Do I have a motion on this item? Trustee Green.
Move to award the contract to David Tenner as specified.
Thank you. Do I have a second? Trustee Harris. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Item number 14, action regarding purchase of truck number 42 replacement from Public Works Committee. As we've talked about, we have an equipment replacement fund, and there is a request from the Public Works Department and a recommendation by the Public Works Committee to purchase a new truck, a plow truck. And the cost is $100 and that's the Western Star, correct?
That's the Peterbilt.
The Peterbilt.
$183,567.
$183,567. Do I have a motion on this item? Trustee Genrich.
I move to approve purchase of the Peterbilt truck at $183,567.
Thank you. Seconded by Trustee Green. Any discussion? For those of you who wonder, if you wonder if we get any longevity out of our vehicles, this vehicle is 17 years old.
It'll be 17 years old when we turn it in, yeah.
So we keep them going as long as we can. So we have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Action item number 15, summer hours. Mr. Lang.
Yes, I'm bringing this to the board as the
under discussion at this point, and if you so choose, we could accept a motion on it. But so for the last 3 years, a couple of the front office staff has been working a little bit of a different schedule. They come in 7 a.m. And leave at 4:30 p.m. Monday through Thursday, and then they would alternate working a half day on Friday. What we did during that time period is kept track of the number of individuals walking into the village hall and or phone calls that had come in. So we were able to service quite a few people during those time periods that typically either would have had to wait till a later time or, you know, just the convenience aspect of having an earlier start time gave those individuals the opportunity to come in. Parks Department and Street Department have been working 4/10s for 10-plus years. So I'm bringing to the board the opportunity to consider changing the office hours for the summer, working a 7 to 4:30 Monday through Thursday and a 7 to 11:30 on, did you say that right?
No.
Yep. A 7:30 to 11:30 on Friday.
From Memorial Day to Labor Day?
Basically for the first week in June to the end of August. So it amounts to about 11 weeks. The week of 4th of July that is affected with a holiday typically would work in the normal work schedule, which is the 7:30 to 4. The city of De Pere has been doing this for the last few years, and it seems to work out really well. We find in the summer, come the afternoon, mainly on Fridays, it's pretty barren. So trying to just capture, give the residents an opportunity to either come earlier or later through the course of the week.
Okay. Thank you. Do I have a motion on this item? Do I have a motion to suspend the rules for Clarence?
For him again, we're going to have to put a sidewalk in there.
I'll make the motion to suspend the rules to invite Mr. Matuszak up. Seconded by Trustee Griffin. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passed.
Promise is the last time tonight. I could speak on the next item, but I'm not going to.
Okay.
2680 South Webster, Clarkson, Trustee. My only comment on this, I would like. I'm not opposed to the idea. I think it's probably a good idea because I have intricate knowledge of this, you know, that Friday afternoons generally are not overly productive. And I would suggest that Brad monitor this for this period and consider the fall to do a year off. It's always bothered me when you change the hours to close at 4 o'clock. I always felt that too early. That was too early, and I still do. And if you went for the full year, that would be kind of it would be an improvement.
Thank you. Thank you for that recommendation, sir. And I'll make a motion, pick up the rules, seconded by Trustee Harris. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Do I have a motion on this item? Trustee Harris.
Move we adopt Brad's proposal with one caveat, is that we make it a one-year experiment, for lack of better words, just so that we can get some feedback come September to make sure that it went the way we wanted, and we don't start planning for it just in case. I can't see it being a problem, but that way at least we're looking forward in that sense.
Thank you.
I would second that motion.
Second, can you repeat that?
No.
Okay. Seconded by Trustee Atwood. Any discussion? I would just ask that we really start promoting that then now so that those who come in on a regular basis will know it. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. We are on summer hours starting June. Action item number 16, marketing intern, Mr. Lang.
I guess maybe the marketing intern title might be a little skewed, but what we're trying to do is pretty much what was discussed here tonight. How do we reach out to people? And designating someone to continuously monitor and make sure we are getting the information out to the residents, whether it's via email, whether it's changes in, what we're putting in the All About Alloway magazine that's mailed out on a yearly basis, posts, you name it. That's what we're intending this individual to do. It's one of the unique aspects about an intern is you never know if they turn into a full-time job, such as Trevor Fuller. Trevor was an intern many years ago and has worked out very well. Over the last probably 6 years, we've had around five different interns that have done different things for the village, taken on individual projects. A lot of times it's been funded directly through UWGB, but this, in this instance, we are looking at something that would be funded through the village. The cadet program is currently on hold. Not sure if that will ever be resurrected in the future, but there was funds allocated for the cadet program that I would like to utilize for this intern. It's expected that the intern would work between 10 and 20 hours per week. Again, working with staff to make sure that we are getting the information out. Probably one of the biggest concerns from residents is, when is my street being constructed? When is it going to be done? What is the time frame? And that's another thing that this individual can work on, is to try to create that dialogue with the residents, working through the Public Works Department to keep that schedule up to date on the website and the office knowing what's going on. Another option or another opportunity for this intern would be to start to put together some of the videos that we have been wanting to do that promotes our community. We're certainly always looking for new residents to move into our community, and how do they know about us without us putting together information promoting ourselves? So a lot of people nowadays, before they move into a community, as they're looking for a community, obviously do a web search. And if we can get as much information out to potential residents, then hopefully they'll see as Alloway as the place to be. So there are a lot of different things that the intern will be focusing themselves on. Primarily is to make that contact with our residents. We have a Go Green initiative right now with individuals signing up for e-bill and e-payments. That's one of our tracking methods that we can look at to see what the success of this intern is having. And we can also look at the success with followership. Followers, that's even better yet, on Facebook and Twitter.
Followership.
That's true. On Facebook and Twitter. So those are some three areas that we can actually look at hard numbers as far as what the success rate is.
And do you, when would this intern start?
We would like to get the intern started in April.
And do you have someone in mind for that, right?
Yes. I've been in discussion with a young lady that goes to UWGB, who's a marketing and communications major. She lives 5 minutes from the Village Hall, so she's pretty excited.
Excellent. Thank you.
The community outreach might be a good term.
Probably
with the neighborhood groups and all that too.
Thank you. Do I have a motion on this item? Trustee Dennis, motion to approve. Seconded by.
I'll second.
Okay. Seconded by Trustee Genrick. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Before I go on to the next one, I just wanted to make a comment that while I joke every once in a while up here, I believe that life is just a little too serious sometimes, and that we should be able to have fun, especially here in Alloway. I think Alloway's a very special place to live, and I watch other political proceedings, and I get frustrated by that. But please don't take my jokes to mean we don't take this job seriously, or I don't take this job seriously.
an important responsibility, and I thank you all for being here and look forward to seeing you next Tuesday night at 6:30.
Mr. President?
Yes, sir.
There was a gentleman named Will Rogers who once said in regards to political parties and process that the difference between myself and the political process is that when I make a joke, it's humorous. When they make a joke, it's a law. Just an observation.
Okay. Can I have a motion to convene into closed session pursuant to Wisconsin Statute 19.851E, deliberating or negotiating the purchasing of public properties, the investing of public funds, or conducting other specified public business whenever competitive or bargaining reasons require a closed session, specifically the sale and or purchase of public property. Trustee Green, seconded by Trustee Harris. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. We're opposed. Thank you. Roll call. Trustee Harris?
Aye.
Trustee Gederich?
Aye.
Trustee Atwood?
Aye.
President Rafter? Aye. Trustee Green?
Aye.
Trustee Dennis?
Aye.
We are in closed session.